Hey, gang, Fraser Smith here along with Joe Bartnick from Puck Off. And you know what, Joe? Finally, it's opening weekend of the NFL regular season.
I know. Oh, my God. This summer's been – I thought baseball was boring, but then tennis was on.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Football.
You can only take so much.
Fantasy this year. We're going
to
do
right.
it, right?
It's your last chance to join FanDuel.
Yes.
What about FanDuel? This thing is awesome. Before opening weekend, millions of people are playing fantasy football, as you know. But now you can win real cash.
You know what the coolest thing about FanDuel is? Is every week you get to pick a new team.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, because you just, week one stinks. Just pick a whole new team for week two.
Exactly. But the best part is you can win cash.
Yes, and they will back, for every dollar you put in, they double it up to $200.
That's pretty amazing. FanDuel is paying out more than $20 million every single week.
$20 million?
Yeah, and that's just to me. We're doing this. No. But you have to.
You're that good in fantasy.
No, I'm not. You have to play to win.
Yeah.
All right. That's the only way you can win this. And here's how you do it. You go to fanduel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right hand corner, use my code PUCK, and sign up right now.
P U C K.
Yeah.
Every week, change your team. If you stink week one, change it for week two, and they're gonna double your cash.
Yeah.
You put in a buck, they're gonna give you two. You put in a hundo, they're gonna give you another hundo.
You're right, Joe. FanDuel will match you dollar for dollar on your first deposit up to $200, and that is $200.
Click the microphone in the top corner, and it makes us look good.
The first 50 people that use our code PUCK, don't forget to use our code PUCK. What do you get? You get $200 free.
Whoa.
That's FanDuel.com, Joe, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
Use PUCK.
All right, guys. Welcome to PUCK Off. Fraser Smith, Joe Bartnick, the captain had to call.
The captain's back.
I had to call an audible today.
The captain had a line change, and we are actually taping a little late. You guys want to know because the great Sean Merrick is back as our main producer, so it'll come out on time.
Yeah,
but cool.
even he's laughing.
Sean, you guys know him as our Buffalo Sabre correspondent.
Yeah,
the great Scott Christopher just got paid more money, left as a free agent. We lose producers like some people lose goaltenders.
It's trade.
it's like an Anaheim goaltender now.
Yeah. Did we get anybody for Scott?
I don't know as of yet. But the big thing that happened today was getting ready to walk the dog, ready to leave, and boom, Frazier goes, "Hey, you want to go see the Cup?" Well, yeah. Of course I want to see the Cup.
Come on, it's worth making the show a half hour late.
Absolutely.
We had to do it.
Yes, and we met some possible guests. I'm not going to drop names.
Yeah, go ahead.
But they said they're going to come on. Well, you know, Daryl.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, how about that, man?
Yeah.
He's coming on the show.
He's not Mr. Sutter, but, you know, other Daryl from the Kings.
Yeah.
He wants to do it, and we'll see. I don't want to hold anyone.
And we met their announcer, Nick Nixon.
Nick, the great Nick Nixon.
Great announcer.
Great at the post-game show.
Yeah. So we got our photo. We're going to be tweeting that out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'll be out before this podcast. And we have a very special guest this week.
We do have a special guest.
Who gave the big, decked out in all Sharks gear. Our first
He's
Sharks
all sharked
fan.
Out.
Fernando Solitero.
Oh,
right there.
Come on, Fernando.
Yeah. And we waited a long time for a Sharks fan. I've been saying we need to get a Sharks fan. And then Big Al said, you know who's a big Sharks fan? It's Fernando. He knows everything about him. So I'm like,
am I the first?
You're the first. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think he had to get over his pain before he could come in and do the show. And who could blame him? That was a tough.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. We said we weren't going to talk too much about it, but we have to bring it up.
Well, yeah. We're just not going to we're not going to dwell on it.
Yeah.
We're not going to dwell on it. But
yeah,
you did. Now, we're just talking in general. How are you? You were born and raised in San Jose.
No, I was born in Los Angeles, but I was raised in San Jose.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Mostly grew up in San Jose. Yeah, definitely.
Now, did you go to Sharks games when you were younger?
I did. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I didn't start becoming like a true fan until like the late 90s, really. Uh-huh. But, you know, I've off and on since 91.
So you remember Mike Ricci?
Oh, of course.
He's one of my all-time favorites.
Are you kidding me? That guy, I love him.
Yeah.
Like, I play NHL hits. I'll choose him. I love the guy. Like, he gave me like $20 one time because I sat him at a table.
No way.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Like, he went to a I used to work at the Improv up in San Jose.
Oh, a great club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where I met you.
Oh, yeah. Such a great club, man.
You know how I met Fernando?
How?
We did a gig together in a town. You ever watch like the old like Barnaby Jones or like Rockford Files? Yeah, where like he ends up in a town where everybody's corrupt and there's like six people?
Right, sure.
I headlined a gig in one of those towns.
Well, Fernando was there?
Fernando was on the show, too, yeah.
He was one of the six people?
Yeah. It was a little more than that, but when we showed up, we were like the only people in the parking lot. And we were like, this is going to be awful. And the guy comes in, the owner opens the door and goes, hey, guys, can't wait for the show. It's all the beer you can drink. We're like, this show's going to be pretty good.
It's going to be a great show. We don't care about the crowd.
Sure enough, it completely filled up. Awesome show. Then we went to another bar with literally a one-arm bouncer.
Nice, really?
Yeah, it was one of those towns.
A one-arm bouncer.
One-arm bouncer.
You could do a spin-off show on that.
Yeah, it was the fusion. It was the inverse
it's
of the
like
fusion.
Fugitive.
Yeah.
Now he's a bouncer.
And how did he lose his arm too? It was really funny. It was like he.
I forgot the story, but it was.
I know. I wish I remembered the story. It was a really ridiculous story.
What about the car situation? Remember that whole?
Oh yeah, we won't. Yeah. Fernando had a few pops in him, let's say.
Okay. All right, okay.
Let's say he had a few pops
in him. I'm somehow not surprised.
An adult beverage, one or two.
Just a couple.
And okay. A lady ran into his parked car.
Oh, my God.
And then blamed him for the wreck.
What?
And he was so drunk that he believed her.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and he thought it was his fault. And we're like, dude, you can't get blamed for your car being parked.
When you're parked, you can't get
blamed. Yeah. But well, it was one of those things where, like, the manager comes out and argues a point that, like, we weren't going to win, so we just went to the next bar. I'm like, Fernando, you don't get it, but you'll get it maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. That you understand that you can't get in trouble for having your car parked.
Yeah, but can you get a parked DUI? No.
I don't think so.
You're not driving.
So. I mean.
You're parking under the influence.
No, it was sober. He did it sober.
Oh.
Yeah. He just came by and they're like, the girl like was like, Fernando, that's your car. And he's like, yeah. She's like, it was parked wrong. And that's why I ran into it.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's why I'm like, oh,
and he was
man.
So drunk, he believed that it was like,
Fernando,
well, if I was parked
believe.
Between the lines, I would have been straight. So,
man, that's
the power
crazy.
Of suggestion.
Yeah. What happened there eventually?
No idea. We left. All I remember is just going to another bar, and that's it. You know, fun times.
Yeah, one of those things that just kind of went away. Like, let's just get out of here.
Let's just leave this one.
Yeah, let's just. I'm like, you're arguing with. I'm like, it's impossible. It's not your fault. I actually went back in the bar and had another drink because I'm like, I can't listen to this conversation anymore. It's ridiculous.
Sometimes you need a drink after
that. Yeah. Like, and then people are like, what's going on? And like, oh, they're trying to tell Fernando he wrecked somebody's car, but he never moved it. And it's like,
yeah, come on, guys.
But that's another story. Let's talk about other things we can't understand.
Yeah.
And that's what in your opinion is the reason why you lost a 3-0 lead? Who do you personally blame, Fernando?
Yeah, who do you blame?
I don't know. It was when we won three. Like the weirdest thing is like we won three. We were on a hot streak, and like I'm just posting like brooms on Instagram.
It's always the worst thing to do. That is the ultimate kiss of death.
Yeah, that'll get you.
But
so you're the culprit, is what really you're trying to say.
It's my fault.
It was you.
I apologize.
Thanks, Fernando.
Yeah.
Our team was just parked, and they ran into us.
But like, I remember doing that, and then like I remember going heading into game four, and like in the back of my mind, I was like, somehow we're going to screw this up. Like, I feel like that, in essence, is like really what a Sharks fan, like every Sharks fan does, you know, and it's sad.
Well, you know, the Sharks have had a history in the playoffs of not just folding.
literally forever. I mean,
this is the biggest fold, but still.
Oh yeah.
I mean, ever since when I lived up there. Well, I lived up there for a long time, but when I basically got to the Bay Area with the Sharks, like they were playing in the Cal Palace when I basically moved there,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved to the Shark Tank, and they had their Olin Nolans and everything. They always underachieved in the playoff.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some really good teams.
Well, they
Vernon was a good. They had some good goaltending. I used to go to playoff games up there. It was kind of cool because they not to get back to drinking again, but there's sections that hand out like Jello shots in that teal. Whatever flavor that was, I have no idea, but it was
sounds good though.
Yeah, it was really good.
Jello shot. Sure.
Yeah. We'll just leave the car here.
Yeah.
Well, the teal's for real.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They have had that playoff history, and I don't know what that is because they do have – they've had really good players. They've got good players now.
They got good players now.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about – now we can move forward now. What do you think of them ripping the C and the A off of Thornton and Marlowe?
You know what? I don't even understand that because, you have like – first of all, they said it's not stripped off of him, but it's a clean slate. Wait, so it's stripped off, but it's not stripped off. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
And he's like, Thornton's like the best player on the team. He's the most valuable player. He's the best player on the team, and he's got to earn. It's like now it's just the backlash, and I think that's just all a result of what happened when they lost in the playoffs against the Kings. Now just everyone's pointing fingers.
We need new leadership. We need
I kind of take exception to the Thornton being the best. I think Pavelski's the best player.
Pavelski's good. Yeah, definitely. I mean, they got a solid team, but I mean, Thornton's been around, you know, he's the backbone. I mean, I got his number on the back of my shirt there.
For those not watching on podcast land, he has come in full.
He's in gear.
In full shark
gear.
He's
geared up.
You're like an ad for the NHL shop.
But Thornton is a great player. And the thing is, do you take a guy's, captain thing away because he's, because your team, folded in the playoffs? I don't know that it's his fault.
I don't think anyone should be held any more accountable or any less accountable.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I wasn't trying to.
No, but you're right. I mean, you can't blame it all on one person.
No, and Thornton actually had a decent playoffs. I mean, I'm sure I'll get emails charting how he didn't, but I thought he had a pretty decent playoffs. Hey, the Kings, I'm not trying to pat the King on the back more than I usually do, but they just beat everybody. I didn't think it was over when they were down 3-0, so I didn't.
Well, they had that kind of team. They had the kind of team that could get streaky because they were good.
Right.
And, and they also had it was a team of destiny. They had something going on for them extra in the playoffs.
But I do think this, though. I do think they should have changed. Just as I think the Penguins, their collapse. They heads had to roll. I think heads had to roll in San Jose this time, and they didn't do anything, and I think that's a mistake. But we shall see. But last year I said, hey, Toronto, ultimate, same thing, 3-0 choke job. What are they going to do? Are they going to rise up, or are they going to sink? And they sunk.
They sunk.
Now, I thought they were going to rise up, so maybe this time now. I don't think the Sharks are going to sink. I think they have a little bit too much talent. But I think they should have tried to trade either Marlowe or Thornton, or at least – get rid of the coach, and I like McCullen as a coach, but something had to change. You just can't go back with the same exact. Yeah. How do you feel in that, Mister?
Yeah. The coach? I'd make a move with the coach, and I think he is a good coach. But you got to make some move.
You have to do something. As much as I can sit here and say,
nothing else, just a fresh breath of air, something fresh.
What do you say?
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole summer, actually, I mean, it's everybody else in the Western Conference has been making, like, really pretty good moves, especially, like, the Blackhawks, And it's just, like, we're doing, like, I'm hearing, like, threats of trading, and especially when they got, like, a no-movement kind of clause. Like, I don't understand. And it's just, like, okay, we got a good coach, but he's been a coach for quite a while. Like, if you're going to make some changes, I mean, don't change the two best guys in the team. I mean, maybe a new coach change, or maybe, don't bring in, like, John Scott, who, like, I don't know. That, to me, I didn't like that move.
Well, you're on my bandwagon.
Yeah.
As listeners all know, I think he's one of the – well, you have two of the five guys who I would get rid of in the whole league. Rafi Torres.
He doesn't like Rafi.
You're not a fan.
No, I don't like Rafi Torres. But I was actually going to get to that. But as far as they brought in John Scott, I mean, nothing to me says circus and what are you doing than bringing in John Scott.
Yeah.
Because he can't even skate, and then he really can't even fight.
No, he can't.
I mean, it's proven by last year when a 5'11 guy knocked him out.
See, that's
or right. Didn't knock him out, knocked him down. I mean, KO'd him.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't intimidate anybody. That was you made the point that we've been making a lot I've been making a lot everywhere, we have on this show is the top six teams all in the West all got stronger.
Oh yeah,
except the Sharks.
Oh yeah,
I mean the definitely. Sharks are the only team that didn't.
They didn't do much.
They didn't do anything. I mean, they did not do it, and they lost Havlitt. They bought him out, and Havlitt was a pretty good offensive player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at the Lions. They say Hurdle tweaked his knee.
Yeah, what happened to Hurdle?
He retweaked his knee at rookie minicamp.
Wow.
Now, why he was a rookie minicamp?
Why was he there?
That's true.
I don't know. It's a long line.
Then his car got hit in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't move it.
Parked.
I don't know. My opinion would have been they should have traded Thornton and made Pavelski the captain.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I think they want Pavelski to win the job as captain. I mean, obviously would have been suitors for Thornton. Someone wants Thornton.
Oh, Thornton's good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even if you have to go, I mean, you know, Calgary or whatever. I mean, you know, I hate to always throw the Calgary flames every time I think someone's got, I mean, you know, someone would take them.
Oh, well, sure.
You know, yeah, so then they would get a couple guys that maybe a little hungrier.
Well, then he's got to leave San Jose and go out to the prairies.
Exactly.
I don't mean to jump ship or topic, but you said the prairies. When Brian Slagle, Mr. Heavy Metal, was here last week,
right?
Guess who's a big heavy metal head?
Who?
The Professor.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, dude.
One of the biggest metal heads in hockey.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, Scray Scribbins.
I'm glad to hear my idol is in the metal.
He's in the metal. That's great, jump ship. Man. No, but
his wife still doesn't like Edmonton.
Well, I'm sure I bet there's a lot of metal heads up at Edmonton.
Probably,
though.
Yeah. Now, Tomas Hertl, I just think he's great.
Oh, yeah, man. I still watch the goal he made off of, like, the New York Rangers.
Best goal beautiful. I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
I mean,
amazing.
They got mad at him, you know, for hot dogging.
Oh, yeah, they were gunning for him.
I know, man. They were after him. But you know what? What a play.
That was the height of the Sharks season.
Yeah, it really was.
Right.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
But that's one of the prettiest goals I've ever seen.
No, absolutely.
And Dustin Brown had to go get him and put him out of commission here.
Well, you know what? A lot of people are taking runs at him because they don't like that kind of hot dogging in the NHL. But you know what? I think it adds to the game.
Yeah, and you know what? And maybe that's why they went out and got John Scott, because they, you know, they do have some talent that they want to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think Scott's the worst, because he's not even going to dress. I mean, if he dresses, you're killing a roster spot.
Well, if he can't skate and he can't fight, what's he doing there?
Exactly.
Well, that's why he was in Buffalo. I mean, you know, I mean, if you're a good team, you don't want him. You don't want him dressing. I mean, they have Mike Brown that they'll throw him every. I think Mike Brown will throw him, and Eric Desjardins will throw him. Mm-hmm. And back in the old days, Thornton would throw him. That's the thing, is they have enough guys that can.
Well, here's the thing:
if they have heart, they'll stick up for Hurdle.
Well, here's something else you pointed out, that nowadays you don't find a lot of goons who can't skate, who can't play.
Right. Scott's the last of a dying breed.
Yeah, back in the day, you had a lot of guys like that who were just there to fight.
Yeah, exactly.
But now you got to be able to play a little, I think.
Well, you know, I'll tell you the truth, though. There's a lot of guys still free agents that can skate a lot better than John Scott.
Yeah.
Remember we read him off a couple weeks ago that were like, we thought this might be the end of the goons.
Yeah.
And I guess Biz Nasty, Bissonette got picked up, according to Brian Slagle, but I still didn't see that. But I mean, like Rupp, I'm not sure they have Rupp than John Scott. He would protect Hurdle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? But I think you're looking at an archetype that's more like, the Probert model nowadays, where they want someone who can play and fight.
Yeah,
if you're going to get a goon,
and right. You look at the Sharks' defense, you know, They brought back Demers. They still got Vlasic. I think this is this. I hate to just pick up Fernando's team, but I think this is a tragic mistake. They're moving Burns back to defense.
I know.
Burns was a quintessential power forward.
Yeah.
The kind that I love. He played great, and he puts a little muscle on Thornton's line. He's what you want.
Yeah, I thought that was I thought that was a bonehead move too. I mean, I completely agree. Going back to defense, that was a bad move. I don't know what these moves are going happening here.
I'm sorry to put you in here to make funny.
I still
didn't
believe
have much choice. We didn't have much choice. I mean, we love Fernando.
I'm being attacked.
Yeah. No, we're not attacking you. We just, you know what? It's hard not to get around what happened.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah, and it's hard to paint, you know, moving Burns back to defense as a shrewd move.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad move. I mean, I completely agree with that. You know, they should put him back. I don't know what's happening.
Is he gonna run the power? It's weird too because we haven't. We're about 2 weeks away from camp. Mm-hmm. So maybe he'll be on the power play. Does he have he always just banged in front of the net. Does he have a good slap shot? I never really saw him play in the point ever on the power play. Did he ever do that?
The power play?
Yes. He did back when he was a defenseman?
I think so.
Because he shocked me. He really became a good power forward. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is Thornton. I mean, don't get me wrong. Thornton's a great center. I mean, I wouldn't take him on the Penguins because we have enough centers, Lord knows. But I think there's a ton of teams that could use him. But I just,
how about the Havlat buyout?
They just wanted to get. I mean, they wanted to get rid of him. He went east.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need the great Scott Christopher to help me. I think he went to the Devils. Havlat got the Devils. But someone will probably email me this week and tell me what it was. You can look it up.
By
on the
phone.
Way,
you guys fired your TV announcer.
Yeah, they did.
Well, that was another big. That was another
what
mistake
there.
They fired the great Drew Aramenda.
Yeah, uh-huh. Drew's pretty good.
If you listen to him,
yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Why did they get rid of him?
What happened there?
Do you know that one?
I know. I'm not familiar with that. I heard about it, and I'm like, what?
They moved him back to defense. What happened?
He was there forever. Yeah. Their play-by-play guy, Randy Hahn, is underrated. I think he's a really good play-by-play guy.
And we've met one of the best today in Nick Nixon.
Right.
The Kings.
Right. He's great at taking venting calls where people call up and complain. Remember when the Kings didn't score for about a month?
He was great at deflecting the
anger.
Yeah, he is.
When you're sitting on the freeway.
Because you got to be kind of homerish.
Yeah. But he was pretty fair. Did you like Drew Aramenda?
What's that?
Did you like the Sharks television announcer?
I did. You know, I mean, it was pretty good. Did the play-by-play, that whole thing. He had a nice knack to it. I watched like a lot of like back in like San Jose. I watched a lot of like the Comcast games. I do like.
Drew was the color guy. Mm-hmm. Randy Hahn is still there. They got Jamie Baker now. I'll tell you the other thing is they have a great radio announcer, Dan Rustinkowski or something like that. He's a really good radio
guy.
Good. Yeah, not too. Because I used to watch all those Sharks games, and I always thought Randy Hahn was pretty underrated. Because you have to understand, it's not easy to do play by play, but to do play by play in a regular hockey market, you can just call the game. He had to like teach the game to people on television in San Jose.
Well, probably because it was new up there, yeah.
Exactly, and I thought he did a pretty good job without really sounding like making people think that they're stupid.
Yeah, you can't be condescending.
Right.
At the same time, you do have to kind of, like you say, teach
right.
to the newcomers. And you know what, though? It's a tough job, play-by-play in hockey.
Oh, my
God.
You got to
be on your toes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I don't know why they would fire the TV guy because they had a bad year. Well, our
it
collapse
was just a complete.
We're not changing anyone in our lineup, but that TV guy's got to go.
he's the one that cost us
the deal.
As a pro in this business, the media. I mean, maybe he just made too much money. You know, maybe
yeah.
Like,
these days, yeah.
Yeah, maybe just happen. He just cost money.
Well, he wasn't under the. They had cap issues.
They had cap issues in Comcast. Yeah. Well, we know one big issue though is who do you want, Niemi or Stalik, to play goal.
Yeah, I was looking at Stalik, but, you know, Niemi, I mean, You got to go with Niemi. I mean, Niemi's he's won a Stanley Cup with the you know, the Blackhawks, and he's still a good goalie. I mean, I feel, you know, even though what happened with the you know, I hate to go back to it, but you know, with just like old war wounds here, but I still prefer Niemi. I think Niemi's going to have a good year.
You don't want to give the younger kid a chance. He had better numbers than Niemi.
He did, yeah, but you know, he's Niemi.
Might be one of the people to you know, change the slate with.
Who knows, man?
I don't know. I say keep Niemi.
You say keep Niemi?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, give the you know.
I've always been pro Niemi, but I don't know. They have to change something.
Now the Sharks are going to be playing the Kings in that outdoor game.
Yes.
Now that's going to be cool.
Yeah, are you going to go to that?
I'm trying to. Tickets are very expensive as I checked.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even checked.
You know where they're playing? They're playing right out front of the San Jose Improv.
That's right.
On the street with the trolley.
Yeah, the trolley. It's going right through the center ice.
A little rollerblading here.
Where will they play that game?
At Levi Stadium.
Oh, awesome.
It's bad for football, but maybe the grass will be good for hockey.
Maybe.
Yeah, but that's cool that they're playing there. That'll pack out too, won't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've always thought that maybe like they should have played at AT&T Park over there with the Giants.
Yeah, that's another thought.
You know, I mean, I always like to have a little outdoor game over there than Levi Stadium. But, you know, Levi Stadium's still pretty good.
Now, you know, you got to say the Shark fans are awesome. I mean, you know, whether or not, you know, they've had their issues in the playoffs and everything, but that Shark Tank really gets revved up, and they really turn out, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I think they did like a players poll or something. They said that the Shark Tank is like the hardest place to play.
I can imagine that. It's got to get the loudest.
Oh, yeah. It's
rabid fam, and they stick by their teams. Now, they've pretty much always had a pretty decent team. I don't remember them ever bottoming them out once they got decent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I don't remember them ever being bad after their. Well, even when they expansion, they went to the playoffs the first couple of years with Bob Airey as their captain. Then they kind of went down a little bit. Remember when Jeff Odgers? Remember when he was the captain?
Yeah,
arguably the worst captain in the history of organized hockey.
Well, we were talking.
Jeff, sorry, Jeff. I mean, he was a punching bag. I mean, he'd like fight everyone every game, and the meat hanging in the cellar in the freezer had a better chance against Rocky than Odgers did against anyone he ever fought.
That's Rocky VII. The meat, the revenge of the meat.
Yeah. No, I mean seriously. I mean, Odgers was. Other than the Jeff Odgers era, and that's why I respected Randy Hahn, because he didn't hang himself in the booth calling those games. You know, they've always been pretty good.
Well, you know, we were talking to Daryl today from the Kings
about
California hockey and just how it's caught on. You know, and of course it helps to win a couple Stanley Cups for the Kings down here. And you know, I mean, they've got some good teams. Oh, the three California teams are pretty darn good.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
Beating California, really beating the winning California was we basically said whoever wins California will play the Blackhawks for the cup.
Yeah, yeah, and so they've had good hockey out here, but the fans have responded.
Oh yeah,
and San Jose fans really turn out.
I don't think it started getting picked up till like '93 when like the Ducks came into play. Like that's when like people started taking notice because like you know. You ever been to like a Ducks game? It's all just theatrical, that kind of thing. You know, people started taking notice. But I mean, like Sharks to me, like that to me is like the California team. Not because I'm a Sharks fan, but like just the town in general is just such huge. Like overwhelmingly, everyone loves the Sharks in that town.
You know? It really is like the. You know, I mean, LA obviously they have the Lakers and the Dodgers. Kings are moving up in the ranks though, but it's the Kings and I mean Lakers and Dodgers are you. San Jose, that's all they got.
It's the only
that's the only game in town.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when I was playing the improv that time when I met you up there, my buddy went up there with me, right? And I go, hey, you coming to the show tonight? He goes, no, I'm going to a Sharks game. He didn't even go to the comedy show. He went off to the game. And I don't blame him. And he said it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He said the crowd was crazy.
Oh, it's such a great experience. It's always just deafening over there. It's just super loud. It's amazing. Place to just even watch. It's not a bad seat in the house.
No
Shark Tank.
No, there really isn't. And it was an old. It's an older arena, but they built it correctly. Yeah, yeah. I've seen a lot of great concerts there too. But yeah, when that last time I played in San Jose with Bill, we were playing like the event center. It's right near there, and it was just waves and waves, waves of Sharks fans
sure,
coming
the Shark
through.
Fans turn out, just, man.
Yeah, and they all wear they're great fans. That's who you kind of feel sorry for in all this, because they've really never let the flag down.
Now, didn't they used to have a San Francisco team years ago, the Seals?
Right. Well, they were the California Oakland. Seals, California and they were in Seals. Oakland.
Oh, they were in Oakland, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's think, before Fernando's time.
Now they got like a minor league. They got the Bulls, San Francisco Bulls.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, did you ever go to any of those games?
No, I didn't. I did not. I wanted to, though. Was that what during the lockout? A lot uh-huh. of people were going to San Francisco Bowl games.
And do they have a minor league squad up there too in that area?
I know what their minor league is. I can't even pronounce it. Worcestershire Sharks or something like that. Huh. It's the AHL.
Oh yeah, yeah. Huh. Well,
I'm looking at Martin Havlek for the people wondering why I haven't spoken in 3 minutes.
Yeah, right. I wonder what you were doing over there. Okay.
He did go the Devils. I was right on first guess. Okay. I was right on first guess.
Wow.
The Devils would be a little tougher next year. Someone for Yags to play with. I've been getting creamed by all the fans. Not all the fans, but some of the fans who say that, and I was bringing it up last week with Brian, that I don't give the Devils enough credit.
Well, yeah. I think you do occasionally. You said a lot of good things about Scott Stevens.
Yeah, I do. And now they'll be killer with Havlik and Yags.
Yeah, man. Good.
We'll see,
yeah.
See where Brodeur lands. Maybe Brodeur will come to the Sharks.
Hopefully.
Would you dump Niemi?
Maybe, possibly. I don't know. Probably
always
like
Brodeur, man. Brodeur's great.
He's good.
What do you think the Sharks need the most? What would you say they need the most?
To figure out who's going to be the captain. That's what they
need. They need a captain.
I say give it to Hurdle.
Hurdle?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? 20-something-year-old captain?
I say, yeah.
That's Frazier's. Yeah, that's Frazier's guy.
That's, my favorite that's your player. Guy?
Yeah.
Frazier's guy, you got Scribbins, you got Hurdle.
Those are two of my faves. Yeah. You got to, now that I know the professor likes metal, it's no one comes close.
That's
yeah.
it? Yeah, your man. Day's complete?
That's it.
You know, who else the Sharks got that's kind of interesting is they got Michael Hanley. Who was part of that Penguins Islanders brawl like 5 years ago? He's another guy that's going to get you 500 penalty minutes if he plays. The Sharks would have a great. Torres, imagine Raffy, John Scott, and Haley all on the same line. I would just want the Zamboni to come out and run him over.
Yeah, we were just parked.
Yeah.
Zamboni ran us down.
Zamboni was parked. How did they even get
do you like Rafi Torres? Do you like his antics?
You know,
he's out, right, for a while.
He's out for like 3 months.
Yeah, a little surgery there. Not infection on his right knee, right?
Yeah.
I like him, but if he was in another team, I'd hate him.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like I just because he's one of ours, I have to I like him, you know. But if he was in another team,
you don't have to. I never defended Matt Cook when he was a Penguin.
Really?
Yeah. I just think those guys are bad for the league. I don't mind. I don't mind. I love hard hits, and I don't even mind being a little bit of a jagoff. But when you go out to hurt people, that's not what it's about, Raffy.
And you think he does do that?
Oh, absolutely, he does. I mean, the league's fined him. I mean, he's probably been suspended more than anybody. Speaking of suspensions, this week came down that Todd Bertuzzi settled out of court on the Steve Moore incident.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So the NHL didn't have to be dragged through the mud again for that. I wonder how much Bertuzzi paid. I'm pretty sure Bertuzzi's an unsigned free agent as well.
That was brutal.
The Sharks could use Bertuzzi, actually. You know, Brian Slagel, not to keep bringing him up, he hates – that's his most hated player.
Really?
Is Bertuzzi, yeah.
Look at this picture of Subban.
Oh, that's your guy.
Yeah, come on. He's pimped out.
The podcast audience loves pictures on your cell phone.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Well, I was actually
explain to the listeners exactly what we're looking at.
We haven't had the cameras up yet.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
we'll get those.
Frage is lost in his PK Subban love.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put that photo on the Puck Off page on Facebook. I will put it on.
Okay, cool.
So you can also see what we're talking about. And we are going to have next week. We have a special show because we're going to be talking about. Being a hockey dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, Ken's coming in. He's a big hockey dad. His kid's going to be drafted in the NHL. So he's going to give us all the ins and outs of being a hockey dad, what he experienced. So if you're having a kid about playing hockey, we're going to talk about that. And we'll probably
also... a lot of driving to the rink.
Yeah, a lot of 4 a.m.s. And then we're also going to talk more about our fantasy league, hockey fantasy league. We'll talk about that.
You know, I think that's such a cool idea.
Talk about that next week.
Are you playing?
Yeah, I'll be the main.
You're the commish.
Yeah, I'll be the commish. Player commish.
Now, did you play this year? Fantasy league, huh? Or did they have it?
Fantasy league. I played 2 years ago, and people were getting on me for not changing my lineup. I did mediocre. I came out gangbusters, and people got hurt, and I was on the road a lot to change them. And nothing my wife hates more than calling her to change. Hockey lineups.
Oh, that's the word. Yeah.
fantasy hockey league lineups.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's what the wife's got to do.
Yeah, yeah, that's a wife. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's funny.
I'm a fourth liner in my relationship as it is. I'm always I'm always ready for it to be demoted back to Muskegon. I'm always almost on the bus.
You don't want to go to Muskegon.
No, and I'm always the bus. I always look for that. I'm always almost a healthy scratch. So I'm always like, you know, I learned that a long time ago. It does not like being called to switch. But I came in the middle of the pack. But that's why I like our football sponsor, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, we got, you know, the thing about it is
FanDuel, you go every week, so. And
if you got to keep an eye on your lineup, I played fantasy football for the first time last year, and my quarterback went out. I had Aaron Rodgers. He goes out. I didn't even know, and I was out on the road, and I didn't have a quarterback for three games. We still won.
You did?
How did I win without a quarterback?
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, I think that's the thing with hockey, though, is, you know, if you got Malkin, and he's not playing Thursday, but somebody else is, you take him out. And then all of a sudden you're gone until the following, you know, 2 weeks from now. He's not in there then.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me a couple of times. So it's like, yeah, I'll just keep him in. And then people say, oh, Barnick doesn't care. He's not trying. It's like, I'm just keeping my lineup the same so these things don't happen again. But we're going to have fun this year. And I'm predicting the middle of the pack finish for me.
You're all right. Well, that
I'm not going to claim. But it's cool. We'll get some smack talking on the Puck Off page. And I think we'll do it through Yahoo.
Yeah,
so I think that seems to be an easy one. You want to join the Fernando's fantasy is the Sharks are going to win.
That is
you don't even have to play. That's your fantasy. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually
they're not going to get swept next year in the playoffs. Yeah.
I actually went to Vegas. I go to Vegas every year and I do like a bet.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Sharks 12-1, 12-1 to win.
Is that what it is?
How much? You have to say.
You bet them
this year.
Are they the Hawks or the Faves?
4-1, Blackhawks.
What are Kings?
Kings, they're right below the Blackhawks. I forgot what their odds were, but it was in the single digits. But yeah, you know, every year, put $10 on the Sharks.
Nah, you should go more than that. That's not worth the gas to go back to get your money.
It's a little hesitant. Well, the thing is, like,
that's hedging.
Yeah.
I was intoxicated when I made the bet, and then in that same day, I got a tattoo.
Of the shark?
No, of like a
Mike Ricci handing you a
$20
bill.
You got to stop drinking because you get hit in the parking lot. Then you get a tattoo.
People are ready for hockey, though. I've had a couple people tweet me pictures of guys in gear at swimming pools. And a guy actually tweeted me today. It was funny. Like, did I know, you know, how dominant the Canadians were in Stanley Cup finals competition?
You mean all time?
All time. It's like it's like nothing like the day after Labor Day to keep talking about how great the greatness of the Montreal Canadiens.
Well, when I was coming up, right?
Yeah, I love it though. I just love it. It's getting started, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know if this is true or not, but it seemed like hockey. I know it was tough on you, Fernando, but this year's playoffs seemed to generate more interest. I don't know if it came out in the TV ratings, but what I'm talking about is just, of course, we're in Southern California, and the Kings won the Cup, mm-hmm. and the Ducks were very good. So, it, you know, there was a buzz, but it just seemed to be a buzz everywhere about hockey.
Well, I mean, it was...
The playoffs were so good.
Yeah, it was all around. Like just the Kings alone, just every single, just in the postseason, went to, like, what, game sevens every single time? Right.
Those games were all classics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was Larry Ziegler. It was Larry Ziegler. Let me give you the exact quote. This is great. Joe Bartnik, did you know the Habs were 24-7 all-time Cup Finals? Only loss at the Forum was in 89.
Wow. Who'd they lose to there?
Calgary Flames.
Huh.
I didn't tweet Larry back because I was too busy touching the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. A couple priorities.
But we'll say, Larry, I did not forget about the dominance of Le Habitant.
Yeah, come on, man. Hey, that was
I know. I just funny. Like, Joe, did you know that the Canadians were pretty good?
I could sing the first verse. I could sing the first verse of "O Canada" in French for Larry.
I think you should.
Oh, Canada, terre de nos aïeux, deux fois trompé de fleur en gloria. I don't know what that
means. There you go. That's for Larry.
That's for you, buddy.
That's for Larry.
And, you know, that was my era. I mean, you know, Richard and that, you know, that's when I came up.
Yes.
And man, they were great.
They were. And I love when looking it up about the real riot, about what really happened.
Over that again. Because I don't know. Okay, what happened? He got a penalty. He was suspended.
Yeah, he basically, a guy cheap shot at him, and instead of fighting, he went over and just maimed him. And then
who was not known for maiming.
Yeah. He maimed him.
He was a scorer.
He was suspended. The commissioner did something, so he suspended him for a game. I mean, for the rest of the season. And what really happened was there was people outside trying to storm the gates to get tickets, because there was just people outside trying to get tickets because it's the Canadian on Saturday night. But inside, they found out the commissioner was there. And they basically pummeled him.
Wow.
Yes, I'm telling Fernando the shorthand version because I've said this story.
If we only could have done that with Bud Selig.
They threw everything at him. Yeah, exactly. And then people actually pretended to be in the security detail and started beating him up.
Wow.
So then the police had to get involved, and then it sprung to outside, and then everybody outside got involved.
Yeah, I could imagine that they would do something like that over there. That would go down over there.
What would cause a riot in San Jose if they stripped the captaincy off? If they gave it back to Thornton, maybe.
Or took it off halfway through the game.
Yeah,
I actually saw a Craigslist ad for it says looking for new Sharks captain.
Well, you know. The Habs fans were awesome. I mean, come on, man.
They are. It's funny.
I always wanted to go to a game at that old Forum.
Yeah, you never did?
No, I would have.
I've never seen a game
in Montreal.
You
know, there was a comedy club there. They turned it into I think they turned it into a mall. I'm not sure. Or not. I don't know if it's a mall, but one of the places there was a comedy club.
Really?
Yeah.
A Yuck Yucks.
Must have been a Yuck Yucks.
Yuck Yucks. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Wild
things you never. So who's your favorite Shark player of all time?
I mean, it's got to be Thornton. I love Thornton.
Ricci. Wow.
I got to wear the hat. I love Ricci. He was a very he's all around good guy.
What if Jeff Odgers gave you a $25 tip?
Ooh.
Oh, see, no.
Is your fan loyalty bought?
No, you
like Christian Ehrhoff?
I think, yeah, he's pretty good.
He was a penguin. He's a penguin now.
Yeah, definitely. How's he going?
I think we got him on the cheap. He wanted to come to a quote-unquote winner. And no, I didn't mean it like that. He took less. Well, he was shipped to Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
He jumped off that ship.
Yeah, get out of there.
Yeah, so he went to Pittsburgh for less money. We'll see. I think we have a lot of guys that can skate around and fancy the puck. I wish he had a little more dirt under his fingernails, I should say. But we'll see. I'm sure he'll be on the power play, and him and Crosby will rank up a lot of points, and then they can all go golfing with Joe Thornton in May. Well, who knows? Maybe, you know, what's funny is maybe Disco Dan will be your coach by the middle of the year.
You think so?
I would think McCullen has a very short leash, I would think.
And Disco's in the pipeline.
Disco's, yeah, he's, you know. He's,
now, we were over there at the...
Still, his resume is right on the right on his desktop. We were, send.
we were taking photos with the cup today, yeah. which was just...
How does the cup feel?
Man, it just looks like $1 million.
Yeah. I didn't touch it this time.
You've touched it before.
I touched it when the Penguins won it.
I lifted it over my head, and people were beating the crap out of
Darryl Evans was going to cross-check.
Yeah, he was.
Handing Darryl Evans a game misconduct at the buffet at KLOS.
Darryl was that's because I cut in front of him.
Yeah.
Darryl was talking about a dynasty. Of course they're going to at this point. And what do you think, guys? You think the Kings have a chance to get another one?
No, they could have had one 2 years ago when Dustin got hurt. I mean, yeah. They're right there.
Yeah, definitely. I think they might win another one.
Chicago went out and made themselves better. They got Kessler.
Yeah.
Well, what? No.
No, they
not Kessler.
Richards, right?
No, who'd they get from Vancouver?
No, Kessler went to Anaheim.
Oh, that's right. Kessler went to Anaheim. That's right. That makes them better.
Yeah, every
who did Chicago get?
Oh, jeez.
I knew the name, but now I just
completely... You totally put me on the we got totally put me on the spot.
Who
now.
Is it?
We're gonna Google.
It's a long.
Let's use the power of the internet.
I feel like this is the worst.
But they got
show
better
I've
though.
Right? I know. I feel like this is the worst show I've ever done.
It is really
a long weekend. I feel like I forgot where Havlik went.
It's Labor Day.
No, come Labor on. It's Day Labor Day weekend.
We're it's time to get ready though.
We are Googling though.
We are in the process of Googling.
Just, we'll find. Talk amongst yourselves out there, folks.
Michael Roosevelt. That wasn't Michael Roosevelt. No, but you know, but every, but you know, the Ducks got Kessler. The Stastny went from the Avalanche to St. Louis. The Avalanche picked up Iggy.
Yeah,
that was huge.
Yeah, Iggy's a huge pickup.
I mean, that was huge. And they picked up Briere, so they're going to be much tougher in the playoffs. And then St. Louis got St. Louis got Stastny, which now gives them two centers. The Kings got two centers. The only team that did not improve themselves was the Sharks because the Blackhawks got. And now I'm going to get it right here.
Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to get it.
Oh, Brad Richards. You were right. Brad Richards. Right. Jeez.
Fernando knew.
Yeah, for some reason, I got Mike. We were talking about Mike Richards.
Right, right.
Tap of the stick. I am so sorry.
They made themselves a little better.
Brad Richards, look at this. Comes through. Again. Get dumped on all day. Comes up with a big goal at the end.
You can't stop him. Unless you have a car and he's parked.
Yeah.
Then you can.
Yeah, they got Brad Richards. Well, you know what? That wasn't. That's truly not. It's not a slam. It's. We think it's a slam dunk, but people around the league, well, a lot of people in New York thought he was done. But I think he steps right in and does very well.
I think he helps him.
Yeah, I think he does very well.
So it's going to come down to the wire again. I mean, that series was an unbelievable series, Chicago Kings this year.
Oh, yeah.
That was could have gone either way.
Yeah.
And Kings had to really suck it up to win that one.
I was in Chicago at the time when they were playing.
Were you? Did you go to a game?
No, I didn't. I was doing some comedy there. But, but man, Chicago, great town.
Great town.
Hockey town.
Big hockey town. Yeah.
I was in Cleveland for that, watching the games. You know how hard it is to get a hockey? You know how hard it is to get to get a hockey game put on in Cleveland? And then I had to watch that series with like disco music, not even, I don't know what they call it. It's not even disco, whatever that horrible music they have out there.
Like EDM or something.
Yeah. something like that. It was, like that. Just like,
and you people, don't like techno?
And people like, I couldn't believe I was like enduring that music to watch the game. Because it was actually such nice weather in Cleveland. Everyone else was sitting outside. But I'm like, there was no TVs outside. Yeah, just watching the game.
That means it got above 35. Now
it actually did. I'm sorry. I want to get back to your. I didn't mean to step on the captain, but Thornton is all time your number one favorite.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
who's your number one goat? Who's the guy you always hated to root against?
You know, it'd probably be the guy that you hate. I mean, he's my least favorite player.
Rafi Torres.
Yeah, but you know, I gotta go with the guy.
You gotta support
him, but he's my least favorite player. Honestly. Right. Oh, and that, you know, maybe John Scott.
coming in.
He
hasn't even got there yet. He's at the top of the list.
Oh, my God. I read an article, and they're like, how many minutes on the ice would John Scott get this season? And the answer is too much. You should actually look up highlights of John Scott. I was doing that a couple days ago. It's hilarious.
I've seen them all. It takes 10 seconds.
You really heard Jay's story about the hammer, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What was your question again?
Well, the question I had was this. I was in Vegas last week.
Yes.
Performing, and there's a big rumor up there. There's an NHL franchise coming to Vegas.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. Yeah.
Well, that's what they said, and they say it's because they're going to add four teams because they're going to get $2.14 billion.
Wow.
In because you have to pay to join the league.
Yeah.
So with that, whatever that is divided by four, if I knew math, I wouldn't have to do this. So they're saying that in they're in Seattle, and then Quebec City will get their team again. And then the third one is, or the fourth one, they haven't figured out yet.
All right.
So well, like we always said, Seattle would be a great one.
Seattle seems like a great place for that.
Yeah, a great place. And then Vegas, but you know, people are like against Vegas because for some reason.
Why? Everybody loves to go there.
Yeah, they think the arena will be empty because all the casinos will just buy the tickets. And
they'll have slot machines on the bench. Well, I went to a Wranglers game.
Janet Gretzky will be the coach.
Yeah, right. They're playing in the sports book.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I took the over.
Yeah, come on. That's hilarious. Well, you know, I went to a Wranglers game. It was really fun. The Vegas fans get into it. They're going away. The Wranglers aren't going to be playing there, I guess, for some reason. I don't know what happened.
Oh, really? So they're leaving before the new, because Phoenix had the minor league team right up until they got the Coyotes.
Yeah.
See, I think they should take the Coyotes and move them. I think they should take the Panthers and move them.
Do you think Vegas works?
It wouldn't be my first place to go, but if they're going to do it, I mean, I don't know.
When do these teams come into the league?
I think it cheapens the league more than the people who said naming the team the Mighty Ducks cheap. Remember, everyone was against that.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, it's a monkey, whatever. Not monkey. What would the word be? You know, the word for like, yeah, it's a, you know, like not real organist. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's a. I can't think of the word.
What is happening?
It's our best show.
So this, so the Kaufman guy, it's like the Ark of the Covenant. Now I can't think, but a big tap of the stick for the big Richards, though, right there.
Oh yeah,
Brad Richards.
No, you can't put one by.
He's not in the Emmy.
Yeah,
he comes in big.
You can put him in the pipes.
Comes in clutch.
He knows what he's doing.
Just don't
park him in a car in a bar parking lot.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. I mean, I think if they actually do have. I don't know. I think why be the first league to go there? Let the NBA go there first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why does the NHL always have to be league that looks like it's a what is the word? I don't want to say dog and pony show.
Guinea pig.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Why does the NHL have to be the guinea pig for Vegas? There you go. The great Sean Merrick.
Now, when do these...
You're a Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres. Leave it to a Saber fan.
Yeah. Who's getting knocked on for the Buffalo Sabres?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he came on and defended last
year. Yeah, he came on a couple weeks ago and defended. Yeah, it was great. We bring in everybody, Fernando.
Sean knew what he was talking about. Yeah. He's an old fan. Now, but when do these teams come into the league?
I guess in two or three years.
And it's
going to water down the league some more,
So you're against it, kind of.
Yeah. What do you think, Fernando?
Even Seattle?
No, I'm not. But I went to Phoenix to move to Seattle, and I want Florida to move to Quebec.
And are those your two weak link teams in terms of fan?
Oh, they are.
Response? Yeah.
Nashville's a close third. Nashville could move. I hate to see teams move. I hate to see teams move because I know because it was always held over my head the Penguins were going to move like for most until Lemieux bought the team. That was kind of always the back burner. So I hate to see teams threatening to move. But if the league is going to own the team and it's never going to get out of bankruptcy, like the Phoenix, I think they should go.
How many fans per game does Phoenix draw?
Like 12,000, which would be great if it was the 80s and hockey was, you know, not big everywhere. But now they get like 18,000 everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
And Phoenix has like, you know, 8 million. I mean, it's not like it's a little town. It's not El Paso.
Right, right.
You know, you got to draw more than that.
No, I was trying to figure out where they would play in Vegas because where the Wranglers played was at the Orleans, and it looked like it held about maybe 8.
Yeah, I think Rickles draws more than the Wranglers at the Orleans.
He does. I saw Rickles at the Orleans.
Yeah, so did I.
King.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, the Wranglers can't follow Rickles.
No, they can't. Very few people can. You know,
people walk out after Rickles. What? Yeah. He got three more periods. He got three periods of hockey.
Yeah, he'll call everyone a hockey player. Yeah. But, you know, so I don't know where they'd play there.
They're building, the MGM is building an arena.
Okay.
Really?
They play that preseason game at MGM.
Right.
But that's a smaller arena, too.
No, they said that's the main focus of the whole thing going there.
It's, okay.
Yeah. I just four more teams, that's a lot of watered down. I mean, look, that means John Scott's going to be definitely playing somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. That means Rafi Torres is definitely playing somewhere. Yeah.
All the guys you don't
There's
like.
There's always a spot.
Yeah. Yeah. That means Matt Cook will be playing somewhere for the next 5 years, you know?
I
don't know. I don't see Vegas. I don't see any sports team working in Vegas. You know, I just.
Well,
I see the one team, the one sport that would the one that will never go there. The NFL would work in Vegas.
Really? You think
so? Oh, my. Yeah. Again, people, imagine going there. And being able to gamble on football and then go to a game.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Some While you're at the game.
Out. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. While you're at the game.
While you're at the game.
Yeah.
Bets.
Yeah, that's not...
But the NFL would never... The NFL doesn't need... I mean, even though they'll take every bloody cent...
But, you know...
From people, they don't need that much. Like, they don't need that money.
A lot of people show up for that preseason Kings game in Vegas, but that's because a lot of the L.A. fans drive up.
Right.
You know, but
I think it's bad for the league if in March they're playing the Nashville Predators are playing, and you know Rihanna is at the MGM Bowl, and you know there's 3,000 people in the seats. That's all.
Boys
I just think
to
it's
men at Treasure Island. You know,
right? Because Treasure Island bought all the tickets, and you know, because it's all just going to be comps.
What do you get outdrawn you
know,
by?
It's all going to be comps, and you know what? It'll be like comedy tickets are. Oh, I got two free tickets to go see Joe Bartnick at wherever. And who's going
to... Half your fans bail to go see Carrot Top.
Yeah. No, it's the truth.
Which is not a bad idea.
An entire section in that arena is just completely
you
vacant.
Know, it's like, oh, you mean, you know, Cirque du Soleil? I'd rather go see them.
Yeah. It's hard to
compete.
Guys,
Blue Man Group, come on.
Yeah.
Well, you could put them on in between periods.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Go out there on the Zamboni and do this Blue Man thing.
Cher is doing, you know, the halftime or the pre and post.
Why not?
But, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think it's a bad look for the...
Oh, no, don't. No. Don't, Jake.
What's happening?
Don't do it. He was going to moon us, but I...
Oh, I think he's still going to do it.
Oh, my God. He would do it. You know, well, the funny, this is funny.
The great Jay Johnstone,
you know,
Dodger, Yankee, White Sox, Cub, Philly, great.
I was, he's awesome.
Four World Series rings.
Four.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. I saw him once wearing them on one finger.
He's in our green room. He does a Frazier and Jay show.
Frazier and Jay show, and he told the story about, I probably have told this a million times on here, about meeting the Hammer.
Yeah, he met
Schultz used to come across this because they used to play at the Spectrum, which was across the street from the ballpark. So Schultz was a big fan of Jay's. So Schultz, he said, hey, why don't you come over and watch a game? Watch me skate. That's what he told him. So Jay came over one day, watched him skate, and he skated like 5 feet, hit somebody over the head with a stick, and was back in the penalty box. Then he skated out, punched somebody out, back in the penalty box. This went on the whole game. So Jay, afterward, Schultz came up to him and said, how'd you like my skating? He goes, I only saw you skate at like 20 feet. That was the old Schultz, right? The Hammer.
Yeah. No, I love it.
And they're buddies.
The Hammer. So what's your prediction as we wind down another? I can't believe I forgot Brad Richards. I feel like I let one go. My goal. I let a guy go in a 2-on-1.
Well, you saw the cup today, and it kind of I think spun
it just
us all out.
I'm good at noon. 12:30. I'm dead. I latanged it, but Fleury saved me. I stepped up, tried to go for the goal, and then boom, two guys went right by me, blew by me.
Well, we had,
but Fernando stepped up and made the big save.
We had we were mesmerized by the cup.
You're rubbing it in some more, poor Fernando.
I know. Come on. Was it? See, here's the question I asked you. You didn't touch the cup. Is that for a reason? Because you touched it when the Penguins won. Is that the reason why? Like, you don't want to touch. You want to look at it, but you don't want to touch it until the Penguins win again.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to touch it because they're my mistress team.
Okay.
I love the Kings, but I didn't feel like, you know.
You didn't feel like you earned it.
To be honest with you, I never even. I mean, when I touched the cup, the first couple times I touched it, it was always just like touched it. It was like with my finger. I don't feel like I've earned the right to grab the cup. Mm. If girls want to do that, that's cool. But as a guy,
yeah,
I didn't.
You weren't feeling it.
No, I mean, I feel it. Like, I love the cup. I just mean, like, I didn't earn the right to pick up the cup
or to
I don't know. How do you feel, Frazier, about that?
I felt the same way.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
If it was Red Wings, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and Kings are my mistress team, too.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just impressive just to be there and see it.
Oh, yeah. Imagine.
No, literally, there was like people brought their, there was bosses from like the 70s KLOS came down.
Yeah. guys who used to work there.
Yeah.
And Joe took a picture of the carrying case.
Yeah, I took a picture of the carrying case. I'll put that up too on the Puck Off page. Yeah. But it's the cup.
Yeah,
definitely. It's amazing. But yeah, I love Dave. My pitch with his great promo for our show and for everything. It's great. Yeah. I just didn't. And even if the Penguins win it, you know, maybe if like I'm with hanging out with one of the players, like then maybe if they say touch it or whatever, like. But I just feel like, you know, what people gave for that.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't give anything to. I don't know. I don't really feel worthy to touch that cup.
Well, you know what?
I just. You know, those people.
They have to work pretty hard to get that cup.
Yeah.
Like, I hear stories like people eating cereal out of it or something like that.
If you're a player, I can see.
Like Dustin Brown brought his kids to the ice cream shop and they all got their own different flavors to eat out of it.
That's cool. If you're Dusty's kids, you should be.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just regular folks like us, I don't know.
We're not worthy.
That's how I kind of feel, too. Really, those guys have to give blood and everything to get that cup.
Yeah,
25 years of their life and their parents.
And a lot of top players never get a cup.
No.
That was the other thing about
it. They had to go in there and just be like, hey, look at me. Hey, look at my face. You know, look at my Twitter page. I'm like, I won the cup. It's like,
I'm glad we got over there today, though.
No, that was awesome. The captain coming through again.
An audible.
So what's your prediction for your San Jose Sharks?
$10 says the Sharks will win.
Are the Sharks a playoff team this year?
They always are, man. I think they are a playoff team this year. I mean, they've been in the playoffs consistently, you know. Will they make a conference final for the fourth time? You know, only time will tell. I think they might. You know, I don't know. I don't agree with the changes being made. I don't agree.
Dallas got better though.
Yeah, Dallas has gotten better.
And another team that they got Spezza. Now they got two centers.
Yeah, I mean they got
The Sharks got two centers though.
Yeah,
Coach Orr has to bounce back though. Coach Orr kind of had an off year last year.
Yeah, he did. But you know, the Blackhawks, I feel like.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they're going to be tough.
They're going to be tough.
All right. Well, we got to wrap her up. It's been fun. Thank you for saving my ass.
No problem.
And for that, we got to get Fernando out of here because his car is parked down below.
We got your back on the parking though.
Joe, it was great getting over there.
Thank you very much, Frazier, for everything.
Cool.
And anything to plug right now?
Is it tagging me to plug my Twitter?
No, hey, not Twitter. At all. That's what you're here for.
Hey. Come on. At Fernando Soltero. That's my Twitter. Follow me. I'm a riot.
Yeah, he is.
You know, talk about
he knows
stuff.
His stuff.
Yeah, very funny.
Great guy.
Thank you, buddy, for coming by.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
I will be at the Doc's Place with the Old Purple Onion in San Francisico Saturday, the 28th, headlining that show my buddy Sal and Big Al.
That's a classic room.
Yeah, it's a great room. The captain, 4 to 8. The mothership, KLOS, were nice enough to let us in the room today.
Yeah, we're cool today, weren't they?
Thank you, Fernando, for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Great job.
Had fun.
All right, guys, that's it for Puck Off. We'll see you next time. We're out.